Connor, thanks so much for dropping in. You know, we'll talk shop in a few minutes here, but I want to get a little off topic to begin, but kind of stay in the Cornell lacrosse family for a second, because every couple of days I'm scrolling through Twitter, and most people nowadays complain about the algorithms of it, and I get it, but somehow my timeline is always flooded with stuff about Jeff Teat, who is having just this unbelievable season for the New York Riptide. I'm seeing all these videos of like ridiculous goals that are always showing up. The game-by-game numbers are off the charts. And I know, you know, you're obviously so focused on you and the guys right now, but have you had any chance to see some of the stuff that he's doing this season?
Yeah, it's been a pretty spectacular watch. And in my timeline, it looks like a lot like your timeline. But, you know, such a spectacular player, you know, for his sake, I'm hoping they can start pulling a couple of these out and getting in the win column. And, you know, I know for a guy like that, that's all he cares about, but certainly one of the best players in the world and a guy that does it so selflessly and so modestly. You know, it's a guy that's easy to cheer for. And so obviously all of Jeff's success and the other NL guys, you know, it was fun. We got to watch him play Clark Peterson a few weeks ago. And I think those guys combined for something like 15, 16 points. So certainly proud of our pro Big Red doing big things in the NLL and the PLL for that matter.
And going off of that, I think it's so cool that no matter when somebody left the Cornell program to go pro, they're making an impact. Like, I think of somebody like John Donville, who was an All-American over there. He's one of the points leaders in the NLL, too. And he was actually spending some time here during the COVID year helping produce this show. So how rewarding is it for you to see some of these guys just really shine when they go to the next level?
It's really cool. You know, there's a lot of pride in what those guys are able to do. And again, the way they go about it, you know, I think it is as much a point of pride for our program as how well they play. And so the type of people they are, we wish them, you know, all the best. And certainly for our guys in the locker room, for us in the office, for all of our alums, you know, we are a tight-knit group. And so certainly keep up with those guys. And it's fun to see them, you know, really lighting it on fire from at the highest level.
That's for sure. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about you guys for a bit here. And a nice win up in Geneva against Hobart on Tuesday. What were your overall thoughts on the win against the Statesmen?
A lot of good things. You know, I thought we came out of the gates hot and made a lot of plays. You know, specifically off the ground, I thought we were tough. You know, I think there were some, you know, ups and downs. The game went on, but that's early season stuff. You know, I think every game we've shown some marked improvement and for us to go into Tuesday knowing we were playing a tough, scrappy team that wasn't going to give up. Proud of the way our guys kind of managed that, where, you know, when we got rolling, we were rolling pretty good. And then whenever they answered, we had to answer for that. And so obviously Tuesdays are always a little tough, you know, short week, short rest, you know, not a huge game plan, but was proud of the way our guys showed up. And certainly that was, you know, on brand for that rivalry, just a tough physical game, you know, working through a snowstorm on Monday night. The grounds crew over at Hobart did an incredible job, but proud of our guys for coming out on top and again, making strides from Saturday's win as well.
You mentioned or kind of alluded to how things, you know, will eventually progress here. And, you know, one thing it seems like we've seen quite a bit of early on here are turnovers to start the season. Like, have you been preaching to the guys to try and clean that element of the game up a little bit? Or is that something that you are expecting will get cleaned up as time goes on here and the season continues and you continue to get your feet wet?
I'd say a little bit of both. You know, we certainly talk about it and recognize the importance of the ball and you know, not having silly turnovers. Obviously, you know, at certain points, plays are going to be made, the ball will be turned over. But certainly in the clear, you know, in settled offense and not having them on the perimeter are two points of focus for us. And up to this point, it has not been super clean, but also a little bit to be expected early in the season. So, again, I think we're talking about it, but we're not, you know, overemphasizing it, just knowing the more lacrosse we play, the more we get settled in. Hopefully, you know, in turn, that becomes a little sharper and a few less turnovers.
We're with Connor Busick here on BTL, head coach of the Cornell Big Red men's lacrosse team. The Big Red 3-0 to start the season with Tuesday's win at Hobart. And CJ had another insane game. This time, what, 7 goals and 4 assists. He's got 21 points through these 3 games already. And I feel like I'm almost trying to come up with something to ask you about him because he's been that good. I don't think we've seen a 3-game start like this since, you know, Rob Pennell's Towariton year like 10 years ago. Can you tell us through this coach's lens that you have in the way that you watch the game, like just how good he has been early on here?
Yeah, he's a special ball player. You know, he's a competitor and a gamer and a guy that shows up every day, and it's no surprise he has the success he does on game day. You know, he brings it every day in practice and sets the tone for what it means to compete for our whole roster. And so, obviously, you know, he gets some great looks, you know, both on the defensive end from our defense, and guys around him are putting him in good spots. But certainly a guy that we lean on, and I think the coolest part, just, you know, obviously having success, putting up some significant points, but how he's doing it, you know, he's also picking up a ton of ground balls. He's doing it unselfishly, where, you know, it's very efficient, and he's doing it in different ways, where it's not just the ball in his stick. It's him playing off the ball. It's him riding back. It's him creating opportunity, you know. And so in all the different ways that he's been able to do it, I think that's been a lot of fun to watch him continue to grow, continue to mature, to continue to find his role within our team, and obviously flourishing right now. And so really, really proud of him, but it's not necessarily a surprise within our building. There's not many guys that have the type of work ethic and desire to be successful like he has.
From an overall team skill set standpoint, what is the one thing you can look at right now through the first three games and be like, you know what, I'm happy with how this is turning out. I'm happy with this element of our game.
I would say ground ball play right now.
Yeah.
You know, I through three games, you know, for not maybe, I think we're hovering around just under 50% at the faceoff X. We've been out ground balling teams. And so for us to not be winning that first statistic, but be significantly winning the second statistic is, you know, a tip of the cap to kind of what Cornell lacrosse is all about. And the 21s and the gritty statistics, those Boiardi statistics we talked about. And so we're really proud of our group for how tough they've been off the ground and the way they've made some of those plays. Obviously room for improvement in a lot of areas, but while it's not, while it's early season lacrosse and a little sloppy, that's certainly something that we can turn to for extra possessions and has been a staple of ours so far this year.
Connor Busick with us here on BTL, head coach of the Cornell Big Red men's lacrosse team. The Big Red unbeaten to start the season through the first three games. Obviously, got a big one coming up against a top 10 team in Ohio State on Saturday. You mentioned the X, and I'm wondering how you'd like to see those guys who are taking the faceoffs develop or do what they've got to do so that you guys find a little bit more success there, because you've got a tough one coming up on Saturday, obviously, with Drew Blanchard, who's been really, really solid there at the X. So what are some of the things that you guys have really keyed in on to try and maybe find a little bit more success there?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just being a little more disciplined at the faceoff X. You know, I think, you know, in just about every half, we've put ourselves at a disadvantage with violations and you know, kind of handcuffed ourselves a little bit, and to make sure, A, we don't make another mistake, and so that just slows you down a little bit at the whistle. So I think being a little more disciplined at that point and making sure that we're not giving faceoffs away by violating is a big point of emphasis for us right now. And realistically, you know, we've played some great ones. I think every team that we've played so far has you know, done a good job scrapping and has a really good faceoff guy. But I think that group is starting to find its form and working on some wing play stuff. And again, like we talked about, hopefully picking up a few more ground balls at the faceoff X will go a long way. So I think it's really group effort, but it starts with the discipline and making sure that we're not giving them away, but making them earn every victory.
The defense has been suffocating once again through the first few games. It feels like, you know, when you see some of the highlights, you watch some of the games on ESPN Plus and everything like that. How much work have those guys put in, and what specifically has maybe grown in that element from last year to where we are this year?
Yeah, that group's been awesome. You know, I think they've got some great leadership back there, starting with Chase and Goal, and also Gavin, obviously, you know, a guy that we lean on for a lot. And so those guys have been instrumental in the success that we've had up to this point. And you know, secondarily, it's just a little more veteran of a group. You know, we don't have as many young guys as we came out of the gates with last year, and a lot of guys who got some very valuable experience throughout the course of the season. And, you know, you're seeing that. You're seeing that kind of pay off in how they manage situations and how they communicate and how they kind of dictate the tempo of the game for us. And so for us, we're excited about where that group is. And again, early season lacrosse, and so there's lots of strides to be made and lots of little things to work on. But the leadership right now and the senior presence back there has really allowed us to take that next step so far this year.
All right, let's chat a little bit about Ohio State coming up on Saturday. They just snapped a three-game winning streak to start the year with last Saturday's loss to Virginia. What's made them good so far this year? What have you seen on tape from the Buckeyes that you anticipate for the game coming up here?
They're a talented team, you know, across all spectrums of the game. You know, you expect that team to be coached well and to play hard and to be really good at a lot of the details. And on top of that, again, just you know, more dynamic in different spots than maybe they were last year. And you're seeing guys do some different things and some new faces that are really filling big roles for them. And so, again, I think on the offensive end, they've got, you know, one of the better players in the country in Myers, and he kind of dictates the tempo for them. Like you said, having some good success at the faceoff X. I think their wings are phenomenal and do a really good job at helping them there. And then defensively, a lot of guys back, you know, Van Buren being in his second year and new face in Hudgens really helping them out, and Skylar Walland and another year starting. So they've got a group that's played a lot of minutes, that does a lot of the little things right. And again, just kind of plug in some of those holes with new faces, that guys that are talented. And like I said, you know, early in the season, they're always crisp, they're well coached. And so, certainly going to present a challenge for us and make things tough in just about every facet of the game.
Connor, as always, appreciate your time. Safe travels tomorrow and good luck on Saturday, all right?
Thanks so much, Nick. Appreciate it.